Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
I'm Stacey Mulcahy. I'm a technical evangelist out of New York City, and I'm going to be talking to you about how to market your app. Today, we're going to be talking about marketing an app, and in particular, merchandising. I'm Stacey Mulcahy, and you can reach me at the BitChu Codes. So when we think about merchandising, we most often think about the shopping experience. And you know, when you go into a store, and how is it laid out, and what does it look like, and what are people wearing, and how do you see products? And so merchandising, you know, applies to a lot of things. And when you look at something like this, on the left you have, you know, both of these items are airplane food. Now on the left you have what looks like could be a questionable burger. And on the right you look like you have something that's a little bit of love and care and organization has been put into that meal and planning. And so right before you get on a flight, which one of these, you know, items do you think that you're going to want to eat? The one on the left or the one on the right? And so when it comes to merchandising in a store, merchandising really lays out the experience of that you're about to partake in. So when you walk into something like Uniqlo, as shown here, you know, everything's very color coordinated, very organized, everything's folded and in their place. When something's out of place, you notice it right away. There's bright lights, there's bold colors, you walk in, you feel energized, you feel, you know, all of a sudden the sense of creativity that you could mix and match items. You know, a Windows store, for example, or even a section of a store, you know, once again, there's a reason why things are laid out the way that they're laid out or the way that they look. And so it's, you know, trying to create a space that's inviting and open that you can go and explore. You know, you think about something like Hollister or even Abercrombie & Finch. You know, people always complain about how dark it is in those stores. And so you look at the store and it's very, you know, there's a cabin kind of feel to it, you know, a lot of plaid, reds and blues, you know, dark lighting, kind of bringing that sense of, you know, living out in the country to the city. And so, once again, there's a reason why these things are merchandised the way they, you know, the way that they are. There's a reason why, you know, stores organize things, whether it's in shelves or whether it's their products, in a certain way. And so, for example, if you're looking for something like flour, and if you went to a store and it was merchandised this way, you would have a really hard time figuring out what you wanted. You know, you can't see the logo, you can't really see the name of it, and you just know it is flour, but you don't know what kind. And so it doesn't really help you in terms of, you know, picking out what you want. And so suddenly you spend more time here, and it's not even browsing, because browsing is usually something that people do that's a little bit more enjoyable. And this right now, you just get frustrated. You look at this, and you're like, forget it, I'm out of here. You know, I'll order it online, for example. And so, you know, we start to think about merchandising and we start to think about things like design and how merchandising your application really matters and what that means. And so when you're thinking about design in general, whether it be, you know, overall icon or layout, whether it be the font you choose, whether it be the tone, whether it be the aesthetic that you're picking, you know, the one thing that's really important is that not just one of those things matter, all of it matters. And so when you're thinking about design, there's this whole concept that no one notices a straight roof. And so, you know, you might be walking down the street looking at roof after roof, and if there's a perfectly straight roof, chances are you're not going to, you know, pick that out. You're not going to point it out to someone and be like, look, a straight roof. You're not going to notice it, and that's kind of what good design should do for you. Whereas if there's a roof that's been poorly done and it's, you know, obviously got some problems with it, you know, you're going to point that out. You're going to say, wow, that really needs to be fixed. And this applies to design and applications as well, and your overall merchandising of an application. So, you know, when you start to think about how important this is, it's really important because you want to get trust from your user. And, you know, for example, if you're looking at something like this with a gas station, with all the kinds of gas stations that we have right now, and you pull up to this, are you going to use this right away? Are you automatically going to trust that it works and that you're not going to get ripped off, that suddenly, like, it's going to have enough gas that you can even use it? You know, this little sign on here that's, like, begging you to use it. Are you going to use that when you can probably go somewhere like this and, you know, high tech, you know, everything's perfectly laid out, very easy to use, you know what button to push, you know exactly what to do. Which one are you going to use? And so, once again, that comes back to trust. And how do you gain trust? And trust is often done through merchandising, marketing, or just the overall product itself and how you present it. And so, good design, and once again, when I think about design, I'm not talking about just graphics. I'm talking about a whole bevy of things. But good design transfers trust. And what that means is that when a user goes to your application and, you know, they see that it has some nice features, they're going to be like, that might be interesting. If they see that it has some nice features and that it looks good and it works good and that it just, you know, provides an experience for them, then they're going to trust that it works well. And so you want to have that transfer of trust from a user. Merchandising matters. And so when it comes to how you present your application, you know, you got to think that a lot of people don't spend a lot of time browsing. They, you know, there is that sense of going to an app store and browsing for certain things, you know, if you're looking for an app of some sort. But often people are depending on other things. They're depending on, you know, word of mouth. They're depending on reviews. They're depending on ratings. You know, they might be depending on marketing has driven them to something specific. And so merchandising really matters because you want to make sure that you are presenting your application in the best possible way in the context that it's going to be presented in. And so you need to start looking at, if you're building a calculator app, for example, what is it going to look like, you know, once you put it up there in the store amongst all the other calculator apps? How can you, you know, draw attention to it, and how can you gain interest from someone? And so you don't want someone to look at your app, whether it be just the icon or the description, or whether it be the copy, or whether it be the graphics or the gameplay or any of that stuff. You don't want them to look at it like this right here. You don't want them to feel like it's all over the place, that it's sloppy, that it hasn't been, you know, organized. You want everything to feel very unified and very consistent. And, you know, right from the start, you got to start thinking about those things, whether it's your aesthetic or whether it's your design or how you approach those things. And so most often what happens is that people tend to pick up an app, they play with it a little bit, they notice these inconsistencies, and whether they can point them out or not, they can sense that they're there, and they, you know, start not using the app. And so you not only want to drive downloads, you want to drive engagement and repeated engagement, because that's really, you know, the metric of success for something. So when it comes to your presentation package, or, you know, your packaging of your app and everything that goes into it, you really want to make sure that you're consistent and that everything is unified. And often that means that you need to step away from it and show it to someone else and get a sense of, hey, I'm building an app for kids, for to allow them to draw. Does everything seem like it's aimed towards that? And so, you know, in order to do those things, you need to consider things like your icon, you need to consider your graphics, you need to consider animation, and that's something we'll talk about in the future quite a bit, about how important that is. Copywriting, really, really important. Your name or your description, even your error messaging. It's a way to kind of bring the user back into that overall brand experience that you're trying to create and have that consistent approach across the board, because that is what users respond to. When someone opens up an application and they see that, you know, the logo is bright red and there's multiple different fonts being used, and, you know, something doesn't look quite perfectly aligned and centered, and, you know, when you click down, something shifts, or any of those kind of little, you know, sloppy details, if you want to call them that, people notice that. And they notice it, and they, you know, in this day and age right now, they'll notice it and they'll complain about it. And, you know, that's your best case scenario. Your worst case scenario is that they know, you know, they notice it and they never use it again. And so we got to think about the overall merchandising and packaging. It's about creating that overall experience. How do you want a user to feel from the moment that they, you know, have that first introduction to your application, perhaps it's in the App Store, to the minute that they download it and open it up all the way through to, you know, finishing their task, whether it be finishing a game level or, you know, doing what the app was intending them to do, and to closing that app. You want them to have that overall unified experience. The end. Thank you.